Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Patriots. Mike Vrabel. Drake May. I like that answer there. And I like the question. Is Drake May lacking as a leader? That's a loaded question to ask of a second-year quarterback. You know, like, that's a bit of a loaded question. I was interested in hearing how Vrabel would answer it, and I liked how he answered it. Which is to say, not that he's lacking, it's just I always want more. And we're talking about a very young player in the league right now, a very green, inexperienced kind of guy who's been a leader in college and certainly a leader in high school and all these other places, and was the quarterback of the team last year for the majority of the season, but it takes more, as we all know, to be a great leader in the NFL. It's just a fact of life. And I'm very intrigued by what the Mike Vrabel-Drake May partnership is going to look like. Because we all talk about, well, yeah, May's got to continue to get better, and last year was all about Drake May, and da-da-da-da. Well, Drake May's been here longer than Mike Vrabel has now. And I know Vrabel played here, but you know what I mean. Like, in terms of this incarnation of the New England Patriots, Drake May has seen more of it than Mike Vrabel has, up close anyway. And now they all have to do things Mike Vrabel's way. And that includes whatever sort of, you know, business partnership relationship this is going to be here on and off the field between Drake May and Mike Vrabel. And I'm interested in seeing how that grows. I'm interested in seeing what it turns into, how it sort of blossoms. You know, you were talking about Will Levis out there in Tennessee. Ryan Tannehill was a quarterback that he had out there in Tennessee. I don't remember there being, you know, a whole lot of just like bromance between these guys out there. And maybe that had something to do with their respective abilities, which fine, you know, if that's how it is, that's fine. But I think when Drake May, now you have someone who has got all the talent in the world, a lot of just raw talent, and who has gotten better over the course of that first year and improved, and I think will continue to get better. But now it's all under the purview of Mike Vrabel, and Vrabel deciding, you know, this is how I am going to extract leadership from him. This is how I'm going to do it. We'll see if that's effective. We'll see if that's something that works for him, because I think Mike Vrabel does things the Mike Vrabel way. You know, it was like, you know, when Dick LeBeau was the defensive coordinator for the Steelers all those years, he came out there, he ran the same defense, the same 3-4 defense every single time. You knew it was coming, and this is the way it is, and this is an extreme example, obviously, but I do sort of wonder if maybe Mike Vrabel's kind of got a little bit of that going, you know, like that old linebacker, right? Here it is, I'm coming at you, and this is what it is. You know, Ted Johnson, who's tougher? You know, I'm coming up the middle. This is the way it is. Are you going to stop me or not? Mike Vrabel, this is how I am. This is how I coach. This is my personality. This is the way I deal with young quarterbacks. This is the way I do this, this, and this. And, you know, for a guy who's now getting a second chance here as a head coach in a place that he's got a very, I think, strong support system already, not only with ownership, but also with the fan base. Fans love Mike Vrabel already, mostly because he's not Gerard Mayo, but also because they love him as a player, and they love his attitude, and they love his personality, and they love that he's ripping on Ben Volen, and today ripping on Phil Perry, which was not expecting that, by the way. We'll play that for you in just a moment, but this is a huge part of what's going to determine the fate of this team. This is a huge part of it. I'd say like 75%, maybe 60%, something like that, about just the coach and the quarterback. First year coach, second year quarterback. And at the very least, you can say, well, one of them's done, you know, one of them's been here a little bit. And I think Vrabel has all the tools in his arsenal, all the, you know, weapons and everything else, just from a coaching perspective, personality-wise and everything else, to be able to go out there and create a good culture. I think that he's a football guy, sort of a classic football guy. You know, players like playing for coaches like that, generally, from what I hear. You know, I'd never played for a guy like that, but I never really played that much football, period. Vrabel seems to fit that mold. You know, there's certain guys who just have it. You know, Mike Tomlin, you know, there's a bunch of them. And I think Vrabel definitely exhibits it. But you also have to keep in mind it's 2025. There's a lot of young players on this team. And sometimes I feel like, you know, you get caught in between Bill Belichick, who was completely out of touch with young players, Gerard Mayo, who way too much wanted to be in with the young players, sitting back with them, you know, on the team plane, while all the other coaches are up there crushing film. He's back there playing cards with the play, you know. And now here's Mike Vrabel, who I think can play a good balance between those two extremes. And if he can do that effectively, then I think him and Drake May should have a very, very strong partnership. I think that they should be a good team. And if they're a good team, then the Patriots are going to be a good team. And sometimes it's just that simple. Mike Onwenu, on that side of the line, and considering where we were with him like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when it seemed like David Andrews and him and, you know, Strange just got drafted, and you had your interior basically all set up, and everyone sort of thought, okay, well, so long as these guys are all going to be here for a while. And who knew that Andrews was going to have the injury issues that he had and the health problems and all that stuff. So some of it was after that, but you know what I mean. It seemed like the interior was something that was in pretty good shape, and it was the tackles that needed the help. And this is, you know, post-Trent Brown and Marshall Newhouse and like all these other guys that they had out there at the tackle position. I guess Newhouse was a while ago. I don't know why that name just popped into my head, but it was post-Trent Brown. And they really haven't fixed it. You know, they really haven't fixed the left tackle situation.
You couldn't even fix it with Trent Brown.
Or the right tackle situation, yeah. And they brought Brown back, and it was just worse. You'd expect that, I guess, you know, a guy that big. But that, to me, is just sort of a institutional failure in some ways. They finally addressed it here by drafting a left tackle in a draft where they had to, and where maybe this kid wouldn't have gone so high in the draft if they didn't need someone at that position so badly. But they did it. They addressed it. But this is a problem that has just been going on for a while under Belichick, under Mayo, and now, you know, again, I think, under Mike Vrabel. And that's assuming that Will Campbell is, you know, a rookie. I think that he'll be a good rookie, maybe. I mean, I don't know if we're going to be talking about rookie of the year type stuff here. O-linemen generally don't get in the mix for those type of awards. But is he going to be someone that stays at left tackle all year? I think that's the litmus test. If he holds down the starting position all year, then you can live with that. Even if he has some bad games. Even if he has, you know, a couple of matchups here and there where it looks like it's a bad matchup for him and he's getting beat and whatever. You can live with that so long as he holds on to that starting job all year long and has enough good games or games where you don't notice him to sort of make you forget about the bad ones. Because I think he's going to have growing pains. Every single rookie offensive lineman in the history of the NFL has basically had some kind of growing pains. So I'd imagine that's going to be the case here. And it's also not like he's got some crazy good line around him to help pick up the slack either. You know, but he may be one of their better guys on that line. But that's really going to be the litmus test for me. Is this kid going to hold down? He's the starter right now, and he was basically given the position the second he was drafted. Can he hold on to it all year? Are they going to have to make a move at any point? And I'm not talking about an injury. I'm talking about him playing his way to right tackle or playing his way to a guard position or, you know, playing his way to the swing tackle or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm discussing, and I don't expect that from him. But you have no idea. I mean, no one knows. I know he's getting beat a lot in these joint practices. And that they really love his attitude, and they think that the good stuff they've seen from him is really good. And that's about what you'd expect to see from a rookie left tackle, you know, who may have been overdrafted a little bit. But that's really what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to the tackle play. You may have some weaknesses on the inside. You may not be, you know, all that great there. But what's really been a problem for Mac Jones, Tom Brady at the end, and Drake May alike, and Jacoby Brissett last year for good measure in the games that he started, is guys coming off that edge. Guys making turnstiles out of your tackles who have been, for the most part, this ragtag group of guys that, sort of these misfits that end up on your team. End up beating out the other practice squatters that you have and winning the position, and there you go. At the very least, you can say they addressed it. Now, the way they address it, is it going to work out? Maybe not. Morgan Moses, you barely see him out there. And you're talking about a rookie over there on the left. And some questionable guys on the inside as well. All that to say this. It's got to be better than last year, right? It's got to be. Doesn't it have to be? How can it be worse? The line last year, it is a miracle that Drake May didn't get his hip separated or something. I mean, he was getting rocked. He was on the run all the time. It got to the point where the only time anything good happened on offense was when the play broke down and May was able to scoot around away from the rush and throw on the run. Those were like the only, or take off running for that matter, which he did a lot of too. For a while, those were the most effective plays they had in their offensive arsenal. And that's not the way Alex Van Pelt drew it up. It's just the way it was because they didn't really have anything else they could do. You expected the line to break down. And it was either going to be a sack, it was going to be a turnover, it was going to be something, or May was going to take off and improvise. And when he did that, that was when the offense had its flashes. That's when you saw the few highlights that Patriots team last year was able to produce. And that's good training for a guy like Drake May. But I'd really love to be able to see him just go through his reads, go through the progressions, and run the offense the way the offense was meant to be run, the way Josh McDaniels drew it up, or even the way Van Pelt last year drew it up. And you just didn't see that. You couldn't see that. You had to have a quick game. If you didn't have a quick game, you didn't have anything. Because they didn't give you enough time to go long. That's the way it was. And that was a big problem in the Mac Jones years. He got all frustrated, yelling about it on the sideline. The quick game sucks. Well, yeah, Mac, it's because your O-line sucks. Everybody knows what to expect. And by the way, you don't have a really great arm either. But, that's neither here nor there. And not a problem that you have with Drake May, for that matter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Real quick, can we play Mike Vrabel ripping on Phil Perry? Can we listen to this? So Perry asked Vrabel about Steph Diggs' availability, and apparently this was treaded on territory, I suppose.
That's yesterday about how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State. But, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes. But he's going to practice today. Hopefully he helps us in the red zone. But we can't predict the future about week one. I just know he's going to be out there today. And he works hard, and he cares, which are two important things.
Okay, couple of things there. from Vrabel. I don't know where Phil Perry went to college. I know he went to BC High. I know that about Phil because he told me that once. I don't remember why, but I know he's a BC High kid. I don't know if he went to actual BC or not. And I know it's no Ohio State. And I didn't go to Ohio State either. I went to a little institution called the University of Colorado at Boulder. Maybe you've heard of it. We're very prestigious. And
really? It seems like you're very quiet about where you went to school.
I know when a guy is getting... I know when a guy's getting a little testy about something. I know when a guy doesn't want to talk. Oh, really? You really believe that, Phil? What are you, stupid, Phil? You think that Diggs isn't going to be out there in week one? It's like, well, listen, maybe you should listen to your buddy, your player's podcast there that he's on with Rossini. Because when she asked him if he was pushing too hard for the return with the knee there, do we have this one, Rossini and Diggs? That's basically what Diggs said. You're going to be ready for week one? You're pushing it so hard. Listen.
You obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when you got, I'm sure you're on a timeline, right? Where you got to hit certain marks to make sure you feel good. But overall, you feel like you're moving.
I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see, man. It looks like we just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a chance, but you just got to get through camp, right? 100%. That's the goal as the team right now.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
Okay. Just ignore that last part. It's a weird thing to say. But whatever. Don't care. Diana Rossini, good luck with your show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.